This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his last and final messenger. Every year when Ramadan arrives, there's one thing I always keep in my mind. That how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting the whole universe ready for this month. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam once came to the companions and told them, have come to you the month of Ramadan. Have come to you the month of Ramadan. A month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the gates of hell and opened the gates of paradise. He opened it widely, which is an indication of the amount of people that they will be forgiving and rewarded paradise as a result of their deeds during this month. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chained the shayateen, which is also another change in the universe. And even historically speaking, when you just think about the month of Ramadan, what happened to it, you'll be amazed by how many things have changed in the world. It's been said by al-Husayn radiallahu anhu and Abi, that Allah have sent down the Torah to Moses and the Injil to Isa, to Jesus. And even there is Al-Quran as a very famous opinion among the scholars. All these three books, the revelation of it, happened in the month of Ramadan, or took place during the month of Ramadan. That's basically signaling a major change happened to the earth. And it also been said that this is in during the month of Ramadan where Isa alayhi salam rufi' ila as-sama'. And in this month of Ramadan, change happened. And some of these changes can be hard, but it caused a major change in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the death of his wife Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardah. And can be also changed that very positive, like the Battle of Badr and what happened as an outcome of that battle. The opening of Mecca, Fath Mecca, and the ending of Al-Khilafah Al-Rashida. ففي رمضان استشهد علي رضي الله عنه. When Ali رضي الله عنه died or was killed, and that marked the end of the Khilafah Al-Rashida. In Ramadan, states started it, and states fall. Like Bani al-Abbas, they established their state during that Ramadan. Bani Umayyah fi al-Andalus, their state started in the month of Ramadan. Even in modern states like Pakistan and Ramadan. And you can see a long list of major things happened during this month. Ain Jalut, which is one of the most important battle in history of the Muslim, in the heart of the Muslim world, where the Tatar who came and wiped everybody in front of them were defeated in the month of Ramadan. Right there in Asham. And also areas where Islam for the first time to arrive, like the East Europe, which is known today like the Bosnia, Croatia, Serbia, all these lands for the first time, Islam will arrive and people will accept the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even for the first time at that, after more than what, 400 years plus, Abyssinia at large accepted Islam. بلاد الحبشة دخلت في الإسلام بغالبيتها وأصبح فيها للإسلام دولة. It's amazing, like when you go to the history, it can be a nice actually lecture just to go over some historical events that happened during the month of Ramadan. But all this is not very important. And I keep reminding me every year of these things. And I asked myself a big question. I said, what this year will change? And the most important change I always say is the change that happened in you during the month of Ramadan. And that should be a goal for each and every one of us every year. You ask yourself, what this Ramadan will change in me? What will change in my life during this month? Not just the habit of your eating and your sleeping habit. It should be something even much better than that to be changed. Which is, and I mean by the habit of eating, just the habit of the eating timing. That's it. That's what really changed most of people. Not the eating itself or the type of food that we eat. It's just the time where when we eat. But the point here, what will change in my life? What is the area that I want to think about it? We have this weekend, inshallah, Ramadan most likely will be starting on Monday. So Sunday will be the first day of Taraweeh. What will be the thing that it needs to be changed? I need to think and I need to make a decision about that from now to prepare myself. Because Ramadan is the whole month is designed in a way, this act of worship that we do, designed in a way that help us to make real changes in life. And that change can be related to something personal. Maybe some character trait that you want to adopt or you want to get rid of. So a character trait that you want to adopt. I want to learn how to be more generous. I want to learn how to be more courteous, more respectful. You know, more clear in the way I communicate with people. Maybe something you want to get rid of. You know, I need to learn how to, you know, not to be hasty. How not to be basic, to rush to judge people or not to be judgmental. You need whatever, something personal. It could be something between you and your family. You know, this will be a month where I want to work on my relationship with my spouse, my relationship with my family, my kids, my teenager boy or girl, or my child that I have not communicated with for a decade, or a parent that I have not talked to or visited for years. Or maybe it's about time to return what I have taken from people back to them. I have to fix my relationship with my family members. Maybe it's about time to pick up the phone and to call and to be the one who initiate that communication. Or even about community. Maybe this is the month where I will volunteer more, where I will serve people, where I will be the one who makes things happen instead of watching things happening in the masjid or saying what happened. So this is basically a changing in your attitude. It is something, I don't, even if you pick one thing, I'm happy. Or with the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what? This month of Ramadan, I will read more Quran. I will come early to the prayer. I'm not going to miss any rak'ah in Taraweeh prayer. Whatever it is, and each and every one of these things, very important. But it is all it takes from you to decide and to plan what will change in this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ready for you. And Ramadan is ready for you. Welcoming you with an open arm and welcoming you and making everything possible for you to be forgiving, for you to be rewarded. And the only thing left is up to you to take that steps or not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi, يَبْنَ قَالَ مَنْ جَاءَنِ يَمْشِي جِئْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا فِي الْبُخَارِ. That the Nabi ﷺ said that Allah said, those who will walk, Allah says, those who walk to me, I will run to them. He will run towards you. It's amazing if you look at how change happened in people. Change happened first that basically you have to practice. So any change in order for it to happen, it's you have to start practicing that change that you want to do. And most of psychiatrists will tell you that in order for you to develop a habit, you have to, repetition basically, you have to repeat it about, what, 21, from 6 to 21 times. You know, if you get in the habit from 6 to 21, you more likely will be able to develop this as a habit, to make that change permanent in your life. If you, 21 days, for example, constantly, you make sure that you read Quran before you go to sleep, more likely you will develop this as a habit. You became consistent on it. Now you have 29 days or 30 days of a habit that you can develop, of a good deeds that you will be involved in it every single day. And basically it helps you and to give you that strength. That's why it is also important, in my opinion, during the month of Ramadan, is to try to make, to take advantage of the month, but also to develop certain habits that you can be consistent in these habits after Ramadan. Also, among the things that help change to happen, that you change your psychology. So basically, instead of saying, oh, it is hard, it's impossible, it is possible, I can do it, I'll, whatever it takes to do it. You know, psychologically, to prepare yourself for that change. And Ramadan, every time you read, and you're going to hear me talking about this, me, Sheikh Kamal, and Sheikh Ibrahim, and others, talk about the virtue of Ramadan, the reward of fasting, of praying, of all this. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا. Those who fast and pray during the month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah, seeking the reward of Allah, Allah forgive all their sins. And all these ahadith and all these narrations and all these verses that we are familiar with. What are they doing? They're psychologically preparing you to commit to fasting. We don't do the same thing when it comes to volunteer fasting, by the way. You don't hear that amount of verses in ahadith and you remind yourself, that's why it became a little bit hard for you to do the volunteer fasting. So that psychological, basically, preparation come usually before the change take place. And that's something important for you to know. So whatever change you want to do yourself, you have to think about. You have to psychologically prepare yourself for that change. Also, one of the things that help change to happen is the support from outside. So the psychological preparation is from inside, but you need the community support. You need the family support. You need the support of the society in order for this change to be adopted. Let's say someone wants to make a change and he's not going to smoke anymore. He needs a support. It helps a lot when there is laws in place to control the area of smoking. You know, when you are living or with people who don't smoke, that the support that you got from outside is so essential. And we see this clearly in Ramadan. How hard it is to fast the 6 days of Sha'ban. It is hard. You just finished Ramadan, there is no difference. Same exact amount of time. You know, you're just in the habit of it, but it's not as easy as it is. You know, it is hard. I was telling Sheikh Kamal that day, you know, I really try my best, you know, not to travel during the month of Ramadan. Because if you travel Ramadan, you have to make up these days. And it came hard to make them up. It is not as easy as Ramadan. One of the reasons for it is that we're all fasting. We're all doing the same thing. So it became much easier for you. Can you imagine if you magnify this to many different fields in life, many different areas as a community? It became much easier. If we are all of us go vote, for example. That's why they talk about voting in bulk. We all go, you know, in this camp, for example, or to do this project together. When you feel that the majority of people doing the same thing that you do, and that's something very interesting. That's why if you want to make a change, make sure that you surround yourself with people who will help you to make that change a reality in your life. Don't surround yourself with people who will oppose and push back. ولذلك المجتمع, the Muslims, the community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as very, in a very beautiful way. قَلْ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Collectively, they support what is good and collectively stand against what is evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. مش تواصى تواصوا. They remind one another. They help one another to hold into the truth and to avoid and to be patient with it. Also, it is important when you have all the support, as we say, conquer your fear with what? With actions. Is to take an action, to be decisive, to make that happen. You know, hesitation is one of the worst disease, one of the biggest obstacle in front of all of us to make real change happen. Because I'm not sure about it. I'm hesitant. I put one foot in, one out. You know, I take one step forward, two step back. I was thinking that day, أتأمل حكمة الشريعة في تبييت النية كل ليلة لرمضان. One of the famous opinion among the scholars, that every night you have the intention that you're going to fast. You know, it's not easy. A lot of non-Muslim, they said, oh good, you're fasting. And this, that, but the moment they hear fasting, it means I don't drink water. What? No water? Yani he can, every non-Muslim, I have so many of them, they can accept that no fasting, no food, no drink, fine. You know, giving up coffee, but water? Even water? Wow. This is like unbelievable. It's a big decision. The only thing that make you do that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do that. That's the only reason. How many times Dr. Baba, Dr. Musa tried to order me to avoid certain food, I never listened to them. Yeah? And you can tell, that's right. So it is different. When the decision and the order comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes the person deal with it in a different way. So what I'm saying is, it is a decision that you make every day, I'm fasting tomorrow. It's to teach you to take that decision and to be very serious about. You know what, when said, Allahu Akbar, I break my fast. Allahu Akbar, I don't eat. You very precise and take that actions every single day for 30 days or 29 days. One thing about also making change happen in your life and to adapt to the change that you want, that you have to feel sense of accomplishments. A lot of people don't change because what they want to change in their life, something that they will never feel the sense of accomplishment. It is some huge, big things, you know, they will not see the result of it for a very long time. That's why they give up quickly. But when you do something and you see the result quickly, you know what, good. You know, since we talk about weight, you know what, I lost 2 pounds this week. I'm happy. You see, you keep going. That's why you stay, you know, take pictures and see the accomplishment. It's interesting that Ramadan, we don't check Ramadan in the day 30. We check Ramadan every day at Maghrib. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إِنَّ لِلَّهِ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ عُتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ. Every single night, Allah reward people by freeing them from hellfire and rewarding them Jannah. Every single night. You have a sense of accomplishment every single day. And that's very interesting. And if you take that concept and you adopt this in your own life, that you do things that it is, you know what, small goals, small accomplishment, or steps that I can grow. One of the beautiful things about Ramadan, that it take you out of your comfort zone. And change must happen by taking you out of your comfort zone. Teach yourself to get out of your comfort zone. My advice, قال عمر رضي الله عنه اخشوشنوا فإن النعمة لا تدوم. مو بقول عمر اخشوشنوا يعني أنا أترك المباح لقصد ترك المباح، لا، لقصد الإنسان ما يتعود على الدعاء. عمر رضي الله عنه said roughen yourself up a little bit because you're not going to be staying in comfort all your life. He's not meaning that I purposely abandoned the comfortable life. No, he wanted to get out of your comfort zone. You know, sometimes I need to walk. I don't need to ride the car. Sometimes, you know, I don't need to go to the same group of people that I'm so comfortable with. Push yourself to get out of your comfort zone. Those who push themselves to get out of their comfort zone can accomplish a lot. Those who like to stay always in the comfortable zone, they don't grow much. And definitely Ramadan help a lot in managing your time, which is an essential component for any change that you want to adopt in your life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yufiqihna wa iyyakum fi ad-deen wa yaj'al siyamana wa qiyamana naf'ahu lana fi ad-dunya wal akhirah. Aqulu ma sami'tu wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. I have proposed a change for Ramadan this year for our Ramadan program, which is something I'm interesting to see the result of it. And I want to make sure that my community and or our community here are very aware of and give the support for it, inshallah ta'ala. And that started last year when someone told me, Sheikh, you know, when you go and you have like a one-stop shopping kind of style, you go to one place, you do all your shopping in one place. I said, yeah. He said, I would like to see our masjid to have this concept when it comes to sadaqah, charity. And I said, what do you mean? He said, charity is a very vast, big, you know, area. What if our masjids choose the best form of charities, the best organizations for charities, the best, because even the organization can be good and great, but certain project inside this community or the masjid themselves can provide an excellent programs and excellent, you know, charity programs that they can supervise themselves. So we maximize our sadaqah. So for example, you know what? There is somebody came here and got you so excited, you donated $1,000. Then another person came, oh, but oh, what I have the $1,000 and I can't donate to the other one. Or, you know, so what we decide this year, that we're not going to have the whole entire Ramadan any outside organization coming. And we decide to have projects that will cover the most, I will give you the details during Ramadan, the most important field of sadaqah and the most rewarding in Sharia. And we were going to put part of our budget of this year, $100,000 or $120,000, which is usually we collect this amount and more, by the way, for the last 5 years for the outside companies or outside organizations. So I said, we're going to do that, but this time the difference is we're going to make sure that all these topics, all these projects that we're supporting are the most rewarding ones. Like, for example, things has to do with education, things has to do with da'wah to Islam, online, on-site, how to help new Muslims, directed to non-Muslims, directed to poor and people who are in debt, people who are looking for scholarship to study even their regular studies to help them. And those people will be carefully selected in that community or in the society at large. You know, sadaqah by debt, helping somebody to go to Hajj, never been to Hajj, stuff like that. So we put da'wah programs, education programs, so waqf as well, that it will be as a continuous sadaqah. And this pot, with all this money, comes from it. So even if you donate to this pot, 1,000 or 100 or 10,000 or a million, you know, you get share of all this khair. And that's maximize your benefit from your sadaqah. And I think that's one of our duties as a religious leaders and as a center, is to think about how to benefit you as attendees to the masjid the most. That should be the goal of the imam, the goal of leadership of any center, in my opinion, is to think about how to benefit their community the most and to show them the best way to go to Jannah and the shortest way too. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Inshallah, during Ramadan, I will give you more details about these projects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would love to hear from you if you have any comments or feedback or suggestions. I would love to hear that as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُعِينِنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ عَلَى صِيَامِ رَمَضَانَ وَقِيَامِ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fast and to perfect our fasting during the month of Ramadan, and to accept from all of us and to forgive our sins and to raise our level in Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength, the iman, the piety to fill this month with righteous deeds and to help us to benefit ourselves in this dunya and in the hereafter from the month of Ramadan. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأهلينا وأرحامنا وأذوي وقرابتنا ومن له حق علينا يا أرحم الراحمين اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا وأكرمنا اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كبيرا ظلما كثيرا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر وارحم وأنت الأعز الأكرم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيارهم وأبعد عنا شرارهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك أن تحفظنا في أموالنا وأهلينا وأعراضنا وأولادنا يا وأن تحفظ علينا ديننا وأن تحفظ علينا دنيانا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أغني فقراءنا وزد أغنياءنا توفيق وبركة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام واجعلنا وإياهم وجميع أهل هذا المسجد من الموفقين لكل خير العاملين بسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تميتنا على الإسلام وأنت راض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ادرع عنا الفتن وعن أهلينا وأولادنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ما ظهر منها وما بطن وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم.